Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Are we out on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, that was quick. What's happening, everybody? Hey, Ray, let's play voicemail number 4. I got a lot of questions that the same guy's asking. Go ahead.
Question about last night's show. How much of an extent of an injury did you suffer in your hip? Just curious. Love the show. Thank you.
Last night on Breaking Bobby Bones, in the episode where I was climbing trees, I hurt my hip where they had to basically throw a rope and drag me down the tree because I couldn't get up or get down. It hurt for about 3 weeks or so, but it wasn't so significant that there was damage. What happened? It just felt like nerves more than anything. Because every time I had to dig my foot in, it felt like needles were popping into my hip. So I came into the studio and was like, I got pretty bad hurt this week. And then we had some vacation time, and so I would say after about 3 weeks, it didn't hurt. I didn't tear anything because I did go to the doctor, but I was pretty embarrassed. I was pretty embarrassed having to come down, honestly, because that whole show, I made it through every single way. And that one, even if I failed, I was okay with it, but that one I didn't even do. So I watched it last night. It was tough for me to watch because I was humiliated.
You don't have to be humiliated.
Well, I don't quit.
I know, but...
So that one was tough. Caitlin and I were watching, and I was like, oof, this one hurts me because that... And you can watch... That one will not be on Disney Plus. They'll do that the next 8-episode dump in August. But that one will be on, I don't know, Nat Geo app.
But eventually it'll make its way
Amazon.
There.
It's on Amazon right now if you want to buy it. But yeah, that one sucked. So the guy was great. The whole thing was great. But I didn't like the fact that I had to quit. Let's see. Where do we start here? Would you eat leftover food? There's a food waste app called Too Good To Go that saves leftovers from restaurants and you can buy them. It's like a mystery bag.
I mean, it's from a restaurant, so... But it's leftover food that they didn't sell. It's not leftover food they got from people's tables, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. There's an app called Too Good To Go that's only right now in San Francisco. It's $4.99 to $5.99 surprise bags from restaurants and grocery stores.
I love it.
Yeah.
You pay for it, you pick it up, time to eat. You just don't know what's in it.
Amazing.
But for $4.99, that's pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
One guy talked about what he got. He says... In my heavy brown bag, packed with 8 pieces of produce, a ham and goat cheese, a loaf of seeded country bread, and a fancy-looking almond pound cake, 2 chocolate sea salt cookies, and a pack of pita bread.
Come on. That sounds awesome.
Paid $5.99 for it. Oh, that one right there sounds awesome. But again, that's like $40 worth of food right there. Mm-hmm.
Can you choose the restaurant?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think Yeah,
that makes sense.
It'd be like Uber Eats. You can choose the place, but I don't think you know what you're going to get from it. But also a grocery store. Too.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it as well. I would use that app.
Absolutely. I would too.
Hopefully that spreads out.
Eddie texts me on Saturday night, or I was texting him, and I was like, hey, man, you watching the fight? And he's like, yeah. I was like, no, I said, are you bootlegging the fight?
You said, yeah, how are you bootlegging
the fight? I said, how are you
bootlegging the fight? I like how you assumed I was bootlegging the fight.
I did. And he goes, no, I actually bought it. And I was like, oh, wow. And I wasn't doing anything. And he's like, you want to come over? And I was like, no, because it was like 9:30. And I was like, I'll just buy it at the house. I wasn't going to buy it, but Eddie was buying it. I figured we could watch it from afar and text as it was going. And we did. And I bet on every fight. There were five of them I watched. I lost every fight.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't just randomly pick and lose if I did it randomly, but I lost every fight.
That's so weird because you normally get really lucky.
I know. I don't normally get lucky. I normally bet and win based on how I feel or what I've learned or the knowledge I have.
Okay,
on this one,
exactly.
I know crap.
Yeah, UFC's hard.
I would just look at him and be like, well, his nipples look pretty good.
I know, that never works.
And so I lost every single fight. And then I kind of, after I'd lost all this money, I was like, all right, I'm putting it all on Conor McGregor. I'm to make up, double up to catch up.
Yes.
And then he broke his ankle in the first round.
Oh.
It's terrible. I bought that. It's a whole bad experience. Lost all my money. And then the main event lasted about 3 minutes.
It was the first round. That was it.
Ray, did you watch fights?
No, my wife doesn't let me buy them, and they're way too late. I mean, I went to bed at 9 p.m.
Way late.
On Saturday?
Yeah. We had kids in town, so it was always early to bed.
Yep. I have ESPN Plus, so it's a little cheaper.
You just brushed past that he had kids in town?
I saw that. Like, no, I guess not in town. I saw you watching your nephew's game on Instagram Live.
Yeah, that was the nephew. We just streamed that from Michigan, but then we had the local kids, niece and nephew. They came over to Sizzins and just tried to see if we're good at being parents, you know?
What?
Just trying it out. Trial run, dude. You ever do that?
Yeah, and that's what you do. You just invite random kids over.
Did they spend the night?
Yeah, it's our niece and nephew. So I hung out with the niece and then, or the nephew, and then Laura hung out with the niece. We thought we paired it out pretty well.
Nice.
You've heard of midlife crises, but now therapists are warning about the quarter life crisis, where kids, young adults, are getting out of college going, uh-oh, what do I do now?
Yeah.
So mostly it's like 24, 25-year-olds. After seeing an increased number of post-college grads questioning things and even becoming depressed, it is now called the quarter-life crisis. Therapists agree that a quarter-life crisis is real and it's to watch out for because their bodies are changing, their family, they finished college, trying to manage a career, ba-da-ba. Morgan, did you ever have a quarter-life crisis?
Oh, yeah. For about 4 months there after college, I was like, what did I get myself into? I would like to go back to college now. I did not want, like, I was applying for jobs. It was a long process. Nobody really prepared me for that step after I'd graduated and I actually had to join real life.
College didn't prepare you for what was after college?
No. Like you're doing some career that you're studying and stuff, but it doesn't prepare you for the moment of like where you transition, right? Where you have to like get into a job. It just prepares you for when you get the job. But in those like months until you finally get one, you're sitting there at home and you're like, okay, well, I still have to pay bills and things. But nobody ever prepares you for that like really empty space of time.
I guess for me, since I was working all the way through college, like I was already in my career, that it just got easier when college was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was probably different for you.
Yeah, I think so. I just wanted to be the first person to graduate high school, and I did that. And then I wanted to be the first in my family to graduate college. But I also knew what I wanted to do. So while I was going to school, I really didn't get much of a school experience because I was working the whole time. So maybe that was my crisis. I had like an 18-year-old crisis. Like I got to do both, work and go to school. But yeah, I finished, and I remember thinking my senior year of college, as I was working 50 hours a week and taking 18 hours of classes, 18, 19 hours of classes, going, this sucks. This is the hardest thing ever. And then once I graduated, going, this is awesome. This is all I have to do is work 60 hours a week and not go to school. I was like, this is amazing. But again, different just circumstantially. Did you have a job in college at all, Morgan?
Yeah, I did. That was where my Hampshire Sheep magazine started.
So you would edit a sheep magazine in college too?
Yeah. It started out working for him. He was kind of like a jack of all trades. So he was like a attorney. So you'd do some random things like paperwork for him. And then it kind of faded into the sheep magazine side as I got a little older.
You make a little money doing that?
Yeah. Couple hundred bucks every time.
And how many times do you do it?
4 times a year for the magazine now. Back then, I would work for him every day, like a few hours every day. But now it's just like 4 times a year.
Do you want to get a sheep since you edit a sheep magazine? No.
No, I mean, maybe to save them, you know, run like a rescue farm.
I have another question for you. I was thinking about you. I was watching your Instagram story, and you were on that tiki boat with your family.
Yes.
And it's like a little boat where they take you down the lake and you just drink at a bar.
Yeah.
Kind of like these things in Nashville that drive you and you sit in the back of the truck and drink or your trolley.
Yeah, kind of like a pedal tavern.
Great.
Yes.
And you're walking around. I see your sister, mm-hmm. your parents. Did you take your secret boyfriend with you?
I did not. He was working.
Got it.
Has we did it like in the middle of a Tuesday afternoon.
Has your secret boyfriend met your parents?
Yes, he did meet them while they were in town. Do you want me to say more?
I'm not asking you to say anything. I'm just, all I wanted to know is if he met them.
Yeah.
Did they like him?
Mm-hmm. We didn't have a lot of interaction with him because he was working a lot. So, but they did meet him and my sister's coming back into town and she'll probably hang out with him some more. So, yeah.
I'm not asking anything. I just all I do is make a statement and then pause and give silence and see if Morgan wants to fill any out there. I wonder whenever Morgan's going to talk more about it.
Yeah, I mean, probably in the coming weeks. I told you, probably about after you get married sometime later this year, I'll probably be ready.
I would say to you, keep it private as freaking long as you want and can. I mean, that's what I would say to anybody now at this point. Keep it private, because as soon as you don't, I just is dumb.
Well, and I think I, like, even if I get to the point of sharing with you guys, mm-hmm. I still don't think I'm going to post about him a lot on social media, because people are getting worse.
You don't have to share with me.
No, but I want to share with the show, because it is, I mean, gosh, I've been single for like 3 years up until this, so like, it is kind of a big life moment for me, but.
No, I get it, but you don't have to share with me.
Huh?
What is happening?
What does that mean?
Is this code?
I don't know. Wait, what?
The eagle is flying high.
Reverse psychology.
I'm confused.
You don't have to share with me.
Are you trying to get me to share with you?
No. Jedi mind trick?
Hey, I don't need you to share with me.
You are. This is some Jedi thing.
No,
for sure.
Like, share her boy. He doesn't want to know your boyfriend. Like, she thinks she's going to share, literally share him with you?
I do. I'm going to say this one more time.
Luke Skywalker over here.
I don't need you to share with me.
I don't know what this means. Okay. So you want me to share?
Yep.
No.
Exactly what it means.
No, I don't want you to share. I don't need you to share with me.
Oh, but you want me to.
No.
I lost it. I'm so confused.
I don't need you to share with me. If you want to, great, but there's no need.
I really don't know what to say right now.
Well, I'd like for you to share with me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, deal.
Yeah. I want to know. I don't need to know, but I want to.
I don't need to know.
But I'm not even saying that.
What are you saying then?
I know there's something underlying, but I can't figure it out.
Me neither. It's to the point where I'm like, what? Am I missing something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Say it again, Buns, the way you've been saying it. It's pretty funny.
Just one more time.
I don't need to.
I don't need you to share with me.
Yeah.
Did you get anything new?
Because I didn't. I got nothing.
Do you want me to say?
Yes, because like I don't.
I'm so confused.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
say what you mean.
You.
Say what you mean to say.
I don't need you to share with me.
Yeah, he doesn't need it, but if she wants to share,
she can, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't know.
Yes.
Good luck, Morgan.
Yes, yes.
Ray, do you know what I'm saying?
He already knows the dude.
Thank you, Guy Lee.
Oh, you already know?
And have forever.
Oh, so you already told him?
No.
How did you find out?
Who knows?
What?
Oh, so he doesn't need you to tell him.
Oh, because he already knows.
I have.
So what do you know?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything. That's why I've also been guarding her.
I need to know what you know.
Oh, I know how he would know. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, of course.
Think about it. So he doesn't need to know because he knows.
He doesn't need to know, Morgan.
Okay, all right.
That took us a while to get there.
Oh, my God.
Not me.
That was exhausting.
But you guys don't know.
I know. I know what you think I don't know.
I don't even know what
you
know.
Okay, now my brain is hurting.
And here's the thing. I've been so protective over it, I haven't even told them.
Yeah, like, we don't know.
They have no idea.
I would like to know, but now I know how Bobby knows, and that's why he doesn't need to know.
Do you know?
I know enough to know what you know.
Yeah, but what's so special about what you know, Bones? Like that. What
think
is
about it?
It. What? What?
I think they're just saying words.
No,
seriously.
No. Like, my brain is all over the place with y'all
no,
right
I'm
now.
No, I'm not just saying words. I know.
I have said nothing to no one. But I have always known. Forever.
Since the beginning?
Close.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
What if you what you think you know is not correct?
No, it's true. It's true.
That's happened a lot in my life.
Maybe you think I'm with somebody, but it's not that person.
Who knows?
As I'm trying to figure out how you would know.
But I mean, there's only so
there's
options.
One way. There is a way, but
of course there's a way. There are two ways I know.
Two ways?
And the way I know, you know how I the way I would know.
Well, this will be really interesting whenever I reveal it, and then I want to know how you found out, because I'm drawing a blank.
You know those times he sits outside your house?
Binoculars?
Well, I know one way. I just don't know another.
But it's a big way.
Yeah, it is a big way.
Yeah.
But not a lot of people know.
Great.
So that's
and not one person has...
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we know you know. Okay, guys? All right, got it.
Forever.
For always?
No, I don't know about for always because I don't know the genesis of it. But I noticed really early.
Yeah, I mean, if you pay attention, I don't think you couldn't figure it out.
I wouldn't even say anything more. I wouldn't say anything more. But I've known the whole time. But you know what? I'm the protector of secrets.
I appreciate it.
You know what you can tell me? A freaking secret. Here's the one somebody told me last week. I've kept this thing for
a week,
right?
Yes, please tell us.
For a week.
That would have been hilarious. He would have said it.
All right, we have to go. have a great day, everybody. I don't think there's anything I need to promote. Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast because he does have on this week the voice of Bugs Bunny in Space Jam.
What?
Yeah.
The new guy?
Mm-hmm. But he's also done Ren and Stimpy. What's his name?
Billy West.
He's done all these voices.
Wow. Yeah. I need to listen to this.
Yeah, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Eddie listened to my Creed podcast.
I did.
And Eddie's like, yeah, that's what I expected.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
How far back can you roll your eyes?
Up into my skull where it's made in China.
That's pretty much what I did.
With the interview?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and I'm such a hater.
He is such a hater.
Okay.
And he went into it being a hater, and he came out of it being a hater, and you're nothing but a hater.
I am what
and
I
you
am.
Don't even have to tell me because I know that you're a hater.
You do know.
I know. Hey, don't worry about how I know you're a hater.
All right.
But I know. All right, thank you guys. Have a great day. Bye. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.